everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Come and see the works of God, awesome to the sons of men. For the greatness of His power, let us all rejoice in Him.
He will rule by might forever. He keeps watch on all the lands. Bless the Lord with all your being. Raise your voices, clap your hands.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the very image of your person, Father, the Creator of all things, the lover of our souls. What a privilege we have, Lord, to have a relationship with you. You're always there for us, any moment of any day. You're as close as the mention of the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us, Father, for those times that we get so busy in our own lives that we miss the encounter that we can have with you on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. We need that, Father. You are the very air that we breathe. We must have this constant communication with you if we are to grow in our walk with you and be conformed to the image of your Son. I thank you for your great love. I thank you for your forgiveness of my sins, for the fact that Jesus Christ paid the debt for those sins on the cross of Calvary by shedding his blood, so that I may stand in your presence today, clothed in his righteousness, because my righteousness is worthless. Dirty as filthy rags, it says in Scripture. And so, Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace that has forgiven me based on my belief and the faith that I place in Jesus Christ. I thank you for the time that we can spend worshiping with you this week. And not just with you, but worshiping you, Lord, as a great almighty King, the Creator of all things. Father, I pray that you will fill our spirits and our hearts today. Envelop us with your love and with your mercy and with your grace. And I pray for those that are listening today, they might also feel the strength of your Spirit in their lives. And if there's somebody listening today who has never experienced that, have never accepted Jesus as their personal Savior for whatever reason, we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit might speak to them and truly meet them wherever they are today. Because truly, Father, we worship you. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is worthy of our worship today. And we glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify. my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout this universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great. Glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How Christ shall come with a shout of acclamation. He'll take me home, and what a joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and it's there I'll proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior.
Voice of Tim Kaufman there, and the wonderful How Great Thou Art. This is a call to worship and praise. I'm Dave Kersey. In a moment, we'll share with you that wonderful 121st Psalm. And now, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra and their song, My Help Cometh from the Lord. Do you need a fresh encounter with God? Do you need help in your life? Well, coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how to get a fresh encounter with God. By a fresh encounter, I mean a relational experience with the Savior that renews and refreshes our soul. If you're in need of a fresh touch from the Lord, the most important step you can take is to spend some quality time with Him. Freely admit that you haven't sensed His presence in your life as you once did. Now, you can't fool the Lord, and you have to be completely honest and drop any rationalizations. He knows what your soul needs to be restored. God is in the life-changing business, and your time with Him today may lay the groundwork for wonders next week or next month. Coming up later, we're going to be talking about the need to have a fresh encounter with God. Briefly, I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help. You know, we have expenses here in the production of the program, the duplication, the distribution to stations all over the country, and the website that we have now makes the program available to people literally all over the world. And your financial assistance each week helps us stay on the air on the stations that carry the program, and also to keep the website up so we can furnish the program to individuals all over the world. Thank you for your tax-deductible gift. It is so important. You can send it to Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And as I mention each week, you can find that address on our website at www.calltoworship.us. In fact, you can actually give on that website. That's the way I do it, and many people do, and maybe it'll be convenient for you. On that website, we posted the complete program schedule for today. We posted the scripture that we shared earlier, Psalm 121. That's on that website. You can find out where the program is aired all over the country. Over 330 different stations air the program each weekend. And there are other things on that website as well, including you can find out our mailing address if it was a little too long for you to copy down. Check us out at calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to the music that's been playing in the background with Mary Beth Carlson. We began with the song Majesty, Worship His Majesty, and we're going to wind up with Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Thank you.
But you'll provide the power if I take time. stand beside you, and you'll never have to say, I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me if your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time. I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me when you're speaking?
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled The Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. Today I want to talk a little bit about fresh encounters with God. You know, Jacob was not exactly on great terms with the Lord when he wrestled with the Lord and came away with a new attitude. Moses had roamed the desert for 40 years after he was kicked out of Egypt. And then he came upon a burning bush and heard God's voice. Isaiah had a vision of God's holy character and came away with a rich reverence for Jehovah. All had fresh encounters with the Lord that resulted in a renewed understanding of themselves and God. You see, my friend, joy doesn't ride well on the coattails of the past. Fond memories are just that, and do little to bring us the realization of God's joy for today. We can't rely solely on prior experiences, authentic as they may be, to sustain our daily walk with Christ. This is why fresh encounters with the Lord are vital for ongoing joy. Now, by a fresh encounter, I mean a relational experience with the Savior that renews and refreshes our soul. Let's face it. Our personal relationship with Jesus Christ can grow stale, set in routine or tradition, lacking spiritual vitality. The tyranny of the urgent can numb our hunger and thirst for intimacy with Christ. Knowing God as our first love can become a distant memory. And so today, if you're in need of a fresh touch from the Lord, the most important step that you can take is to spend some quality time with the Lord. That song that we just heard by Larnell Harris, I Miss My Time With You, is a wonderful song because it tells us how much God wants a relationship with us. And when we don't take time out of our lives to spend time with Him, He misses it. We do too. You obviously cannot program the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. He's free to work anytime, but He certainly has ample opportunity when you give Him your full attention. Freely admit that you haven't sensed His presence in your life as you once did. You can't fool the Lord. You have to be completely honest and drop any rationalization with Him. And don't come with any agenda other than to hear what the Lord has to say to you. You never know what He has in mind. He may lead you to scriptures that speak to your soul about matters you have never considered. He knows what your soul needs to be restored. God took the initiative to send His Son to die on our behalf, and He certainly is willing to take the initiative in renewing your fellowship with Him. So be quiet, be still, and listen for the Lord to speak to you. And let God speak through His Word, through a book, through a hymn, maybe through another person, maybe just directly to you. Realize that seeds of joy may be planted in your heart for growth at the proper time. Sometimes we spend time with the Lord and don't seem to come away changed. Well, don't worry. God is in the life-changing business, and your time with Him today may lay the groundwork for wonders next week or next month. You can be sure that if you seek the Lord and come to Him for a fresh touch, He will hear and answer. He knows when our weary souls need to be replenished and longs for intimacy with us even more than we do with Him. As long as you desire to walk in fellowship with Christ, you will find many fresh encounters along the way, each lovingly designed to bring you into deeper worship and knowledge of Him and to give you an increasing joy. He has already made the first move through the gift of His Son and His Spirit. So it's your move today. And remember that a fresh encounter with God may be just the new beginning that you need. Oh, Lord, I realize that I need a fresh encounter with You. I seem to operate on autopilot too much of the time, moving in the realm of the comfortable and convenient. Heavenly Father, open my spiritual eyes to behold Your wonder and help me to see anew. Don't let me live in the past, but draw me into new vistas of Your grace for today. And give me Your loving provisions and plans for my adventure of faith. It's been too long, Heavenly Father, that I have spent time with You. Help me to spend that time with You today, to have a fresh encounter with You.
How long has it been since You talked with the Lord and told since You nailed by Your bed.
Great song there. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Orchestra and Choir, Robin Giles, a soloist, How Long Has It Been Since You Knew That He Cared For You. Great song. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for your letters and your financial help when you're able. I appreciate it so much. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. www.calltoworship.us. Hope you'll come back again next time for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. And remember that Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Come back again next week, won't you, for another time of worship and praise right here on A Call to Worship. We're going to wind up our time together with the Don Marsh Singers and Orchestra and their rendition of an old favorite spiritual, reminding us we need a closer walk with the Lord. Here's the Don Marsh Singers, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.